Mr. Ray Arbus, not, sir.
Hello.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Ray, I just learned about Zelda. I was up in Canada, and I...
I know, and I was just reading about your trip in Canada and what a success it was.
Well, we just were sorry to hear about it, but I knew she'd been sick, and Pat and I wanted to send our best to you and tell Ray to keep his dauber up.
Well, I'm going to try and keep my dauber up, Mr. President.
Of course you will.
It's a little bit tough at this point in time.
You like that old farm, don't you?
Yes, sir, I do.
Everybody tells me, I was talking to somebody the other day, and he said, do you know Arbus? Well, he knew you. And he says he really loves that ranch.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
You're doing a great job.
We had a lot of good...
Some of these darned nuts off your back, things are going to look up.
Don't worry about the nuts. Things are fine. Don't worry about the nuts. We're gonna keep kicking those damn North Vietnamese, I can assure you, though.
Well, I hope you do.
All right. We have to do it.
How's Pat? How are Pat and the girls?
They're fine. Fine. Everybody's just fine.
And BB?
BB? Oh, he's fine. I saw him a couple weeks ago.
Give him my very best.
Hadn't changed a bit. I mean, just like you, he never gets any older, and all the women are interested.
May God forgive you for your lies.
That's right. No. Well, Ray, good to talk to you, boy. And
if you ever
get back here, give us a ring, will you?
I certainly will.
We got a little cheap booze I can give you. I don't have to get out the good stuff.
Well, I'm on the wagon at the moment, so.
All right. Well, I'll take you off when you come here for one night.
Okay.
All right, Ray.
You're real good to call.
Give our best to the girls, too.
I'll do that.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye.